You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A very interesting day. I don't even know how to fully characterize the day that was in Detroit for your Houston Texans out there with the joint practice that they got going. They did it. It's done. It went pretty long from what we could tell.
I think about as long as you could expect.
Now, to be fair, I don't think they started at the time that they had previously anticipated. Mm-hmm. So maybe that also threw off my perception because it felt like they were supposed to start earlier in the day and they ran a little bit later. But a lot of practice and a lot of the ones also made it feel bigger because obviously you know that your guys that are more in the depth positions mm-hmm. on this roster currently and that are probably going to be quote unquote on the bubble or what have you, they'll get their time to shine. They'll get their time in the sun on Saturday. Today was about more of the ones, which made it even more interesting.
It did. John Harris was there, of course, and he tweeted he thinks it's the best joint practice he's ever seen.
Just as far as the work gotten in?
Intensity, level of play, amount of work with frontline players that they got. So really good day just in terms of, you know, what they did and how they did. Kind of a mixed bag. I think most accounts are that the Texans offense got worked a little bit early, but did come back and redeem itself.
It seemed like it was a hell of a practice. It wasn't like any lopsided or one-sided on either team.
Right.
It seemed like I was seeing both mm-hmm. stuff from both teams.
Yeah.
So, it seemed like a hell of a practice. I wish I was there to watch it.
No, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Next time we'll fly you out there, Fig, I promise.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll go out there.
I'll go out there.
I know you will. That's one of the reasons why I always appreciate you. So, as far as takeaways or as far as things that you found interesting, obviously – one of the big, or we kind of set up the things that we would like to see, the tells.
Right.
Do you recall any of those tells? Because I think that some of those you do get to a little bit, and I'm leaning on, obviously, the guys that made the trip, one of them being Jonathan M. Alexander of the Houston Chronicle, and he wrote kind of just his few takeaways. Mm-hmm. One of them being that Nico Collins and Jalen Noel made plays and stood out on offense.
Yeah.
Those two guys being particular and having those names next to each other is kind of very interesting. Some other ones, red zone offense had its moments. Another one, O-line struggled early versus the Lions, D-line, but found its footing. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams were problems. That mm-hmm. speed element that both of them bring, particularly Jamison Williams, he's a speedster. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the one that I ultimately want to start with, which is the Texans' run defense was good.
Yeah. Look, we talked about it. The big takeaway in terms of like the tells and things that, and we started the show today about like, is there anything that might change your expectations going into the season that might happen today? I think the big takeaway for me is there was nothing that would all of a sudden make you slap your forehead and go, oh, no. There was no
okay,
real bad,
enough.
All right, so they regressed here.
No glaring hole.
Or the Panthers game might have been a fluke.
Yeah.
Because the offensive line did get worked early, as we mentioned, but did come back, offer good pockets, et cetera. So I think the best news of all is kind of no news, you know, in a bad sense.
Sure.
You know,
nothing glaring. There are some things that popped up that made me go, hmm.
Yeah.
At times. But I think maybe just protection in general, especially against a defensive line that we know is better with different looks. But one of the things that I guess you could view as an encouraging, if you want to choose to spin it in this way, and I don't use spin in a negative sense, but just generally if you choose to view it in this light, is this offensive line all camp long has done the thing where they haven't seen something, they've handled it poorly, but as they get more looks at it and as they figure out, okay, how are the chances, how are the ways that we handle this, they've learned how to handle. And I wonder how much of that is like the talent, the guys themselves and them needing to have the dynamics. I wonder how much of that is the coaching staff.
I thought
Nick Caley being like, okay, this is something that we're now seeing. This is a look. How do we want to handle this? Let's try this. Boom, boom, boom. We figured it out. This is now our MO for how we handle it.
There was a line. I'm so glad you brought that up, because there was a line that DeMeco said when he was asked about the offensive line. He said all those guys get as much work as possible. And then he said this, which I thought was it's one of those things where it might have slipped through the cracks, but I know what he was talking about. He said they allow the rules to work for you. You have to allow the rules to work for you. Now, he's not talking about rules.
Right? Like the rules of the game?
Like the rules. He's talking about fundamentals and techniques. And because he was – we don't have – I mean, I didn't write down everything he said, but he was basically talking about what they were doing, the adjustments they did on the offensive line.
You need me to get you the transcript?
How they responded. Do you have it already? I haven't gotten it yet. But when he says you allow the rules to work for you, allows those guys to get as much work as possible in different situations, et cetera, that means he's talking about the fundamentals and the techniques. And I think that's where this offensive line is just different. And maybe you can hang your hat on it a little bit more. They came into camp talking about technique a lot, multiple times. And we mentioned it on the show. I think their technique is just better. I heard, you know, Seth talking about that today, about he thinks they're just going to be a better offense based on just their fundamentals and techniques. And I think they did it against a really good defense and even made the adjustments along the way, as you talked about.
Yeah, and I think that is probably one of the most encouraging things, as today was always going to set up to be offensively for the offensive line in particular, is, you know, all right, can they stand up on the stage? And early on, maybe you go, oh, no, maybe they can't. But as I'm starting to think about it, the possibility that they go, no matter what we see, no matter the talent that we go up against, if you give us enough time to get a look at it, we will find our bearings and find how we handle this. What is the way that works for us to block up and give our offense, our running backs, an opportunity to break plays, and CJ an opportunity to do things? And you started seeing Christian Kirk end up with touchdowns and everything once you started figuring those things out. The question that that then raises for me is, how long does that take for any given scheme?
Sure.
Because defenses, especially as they go throughout the season, are going to try and throw different things at you. And you're not going to have the opportunity of, you know, a joint practice ahead of time or whatever. Now you will have advanced scouting. But what is the delta between seeing something new that a defense is throwing at you, or seeing what a defense is going to throw at you, and finding your bearing? And is that going to be the story of this offense all season long?
Yeah.
Is how quickly do you make your adjustment to figure out what the offense, what works for this offensive line, so that your offense can be fruitful?
No, I agree. And then another couple things, just again from the reports we're getting, the things that we were able to see. Clearly, we mentioned Jalen Noel earlier, but it's worth mentioning again. Jalen Noel's going to be a big part of things with this team. But the other one that stood out to me, I believe he had a touchdown today, maybe two, but certainly some catches.
Number 13?
I think Christian Kirk is going to be the safety valve. I think Christian Kirk is going to be, you know, they always say the tight end is the quarterback's best friend or whatever.
Yes.
I think Christian Kirk is going to be C.J. Stroud's best friend. It always comes, and it's not always on the first read either. You know, he'll look at a read and go, okay, where's Christian Kirk? Boom. Let's go. He's, you know, him as a slot with his veteran presence, et cetera. I think that's something to watch right there.
That really is. I know that you guys were giving me a little bit of a hard time, not saying that you were wrong per se. And I think I have a level of optimism this season for Dalton Schultz. Now, don't take that to mean that I am just drinking crazy Kool-Aid. I do wonder if he's still going to even get close to living up to the expectation of the contract that he was given, because that's a different thing. But I do think that he has a good opportunity to be much better than he was last year, which was clearly disappointing. He would tell you the same. He has said that similar. But I was going back and looking at the Panthers game, and the tight ends didn't get any, like, I mean, in the ones, in those couple of drives that you had with the ones, the tight ends didn't get any targets.
I think I mentioned it to you during the
catches.
Game. Yeah.
Now, Irv Smith got some looks, and, like, I think the flats for sure is some of the things that I recall later on. Not saying that tight ends will not get looks. But going back to the first game, Kate Stover got a couple of targets and one catch. And I do wonder, thinking about that, is this going to be an offense that, though they love tight ends, are they going to lean more on, like you mentioned, a Christian Kirk in that kind of role as opposed to the tight ends? Again, I don't know that you can make such a big kind of decision on whether or not they're doing that from just what we've seen thus far. But it was something that struck me as odd that you have not seen the tight ends kind of involved nearly as much, especially with the ones thus far in at least the preseason.
And really didn't see a whole lot, or at least get the reports of a whole lot today. From the tight ends,
which was made a little bit difficult, but
somewhat difficult. I'm not gonna say anything. Anyway,
all right, that was my fault though. I brought it up
anyway. But again, that was one of the things that we wanted to watch that maybe didn't happen today. You know, we that whole conversation about Dalton Schultz came up because of that. You know,
yeah.
I want to see Dalton Schultz do something, and from what we could gather, not a whole lot. Cade Stover, not a whole lot. So it actually, they both kind of tie together. And so also Xavier Hutchinson, you know, Xavier Hutchinson might be, you know, one of those guys that sort of fills the void.
100%.
You know,
someone asked on the text line, I've mentioned it. In fact, the thing that made me the most solid about this was during the preseason game, sitting up there in the press box. And I turned to Seth at one point. I go, I think that you're seeing a lot of kind of Xavier Hutchinson as big slot, as like a big slot of sorts. I think that they might look at him to kind of get some of those Brevin Jordan looks. And he was like, oh, I think so. I think I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's very much a way that he might get some more opportunities in addition to what we've already seen from him. D'Amico Ryans, we heard him talk after practice, and he mentioned, do you still have the notes of the running backs that he mentioned? Because he mentioned a few of them.
Yes.
And I'm interested how you took this.
Well, in order, he was saying they're still playing physical. Then he said Chubb, Woody Marks, and Jahar. So obviously Damian Pierce wasn't participating, which is a problem.
Are we certain that he didn't
participate?
Early
on, I think Aaron Wilson.
Okay.
That was one of the players that he said was not going to be participating. But that doesn't help. I mean, that doesn't help at all. I think Chubb is sort of, we don't know about Joe Mixon, and I don't think we can expect him to be there week one, maybe. But I wouldn't expect him to be there week one.
All right, I'm going to do the thing where I ask you to give me an arbitrary number that doesn't actually mean anything, but it's good for content. What is your percentage chance confidence level or whatever that you feel good, rather,
Mixon?
About Mixon right now?
For week one?
For week one.
55.
Okay.
That he plays.
So more positive than negative, however, not much more.
Yeah. So, but he said Chubb, Woody, and Jahar. I think Woody Marks is getting, you know, some good run in lieu of Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon not being there.
I don't know how. Like,
Damian Pierce.
I do know how
right
you keep
now,
him, but logically looking at it just off of this camp, it feels like it would be damn near impossible.
It's tough. It's very, very tough for him right now.
All right. You just feel a little bit different about Joe Mixon as well, based off of a little bit of scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did you, because you said that there was a report that you saw out there that gave you a little, some more pause about Joe Mixon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's been out there by a guy that follows the NFL pretty closely, not necessarily like a national beat writer, but has, you know, a good following of people, including retweets from NFL writers. Have retweeted some of the things that he said.
Just want to make sure that you take that with the grains of salt.
Right, that's why I said it like that. You know, that apparently Brian Robinson, the Texans are one of the teams, along with the others that have been reported. What is it, Commanders, Chiefs?
Well, he's with the Commanders right now.
I mean, Browns, Chiefs,
Panthers.
That the Texans are one of the teams that have been mentioned with Brian Robinson. And again, you say for what it's worth, I think he's broken some news. I think he's somewhat respected by NFL writers, has a lot of followers. So again, grain of salt, whatever, take it how you will, but Texans involved with Brian Robinson, if there's something to that, it says something about Joe Mixon and what, you know, where he might be available.
Yeah, and I don't know how I rate this gentleman, so I don't lean too heavily into it. But it is worth noting, we still are not getting much information. And I understand why the Texans are in that place. Like, what do you want us to tell him? He is working back, and when he's ready to go, we'll kind of give you that information. However, not having any information at this point, a couple weeks ahead of the season, as after, you know, him being on the non-football injury list, does make you kind of wonder, or at least get uneasy as time ticks on and we still aren't hearing anything. But I think I'm getting to a place where I feel okay with what they have running back wise, especially understanding that this is just going to be a make your way down the field. And if the offensive line is going to be carry more of their weight responsible in an offense, it seems like with decent blocking, Nick Chubb, Juwan Jordan, Woody Marks, like they're capable of doing what you need and maybe even breaking a nice 10 or 12 yard run from time to time as well.
Yeah, and I think Woody Marks has really benefited the most from both those guys being out. I mean, that's what happens. If your starter is out and then the Damian Pierce is out, you're going to get more opportunity. He took advantage of it on Saturday, took advantage of it again today.
Yeah, so interesting day. I don't make much of the idea of Derek Stingley having a tough day. We know, you know, enough about him to know that he's one of the best, if not the best, in the league. I did kind of say, with the way that D'Amico kind of really highlighted the speed that the offense has, that the Lions offense has, and it seemed to be intimated that there were some deep plays that were available, because that was one of the few things that you could point at the Texans defense last year and go, you need to tighten up there. Is speed going to be an issue continuing for this defense? I don't know, but it didn't make me say
Yeah, no, and that's fair, simply because they have had some of those issues, especially up the middle of the field. And I want to see, and we'll get the video, I want to see how they were beaten. I know Derek Stingley was beaten once, and that might have been on the outside, might have been passing someone off to a safety that wasn't covering. You know, so the details matter on this, because I think the middle of the field speed was a problem last year and maybe this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can only take so much from these types of things, but as we gear closer, I think that we have better ideas of where I should be trained as the season starts up here in a few weeks. In like just a few weeks, we're getting that close to regular season football coming to life. And Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us, bro?
Yeah, man, it's that time of the year. So we got a flavor of John Lopez that he really likes and is really peaking even earlier.
Sensing sarcasm.
This season.
Feels like sarcasm to me as well. All right, let's find out what that is next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And Reggie, in the break, you told me you had to give a birthday shout out to somebody.
Yeah, Shout out to Charles. Happy birthday to you. Seen it on the text line. Hey, Reggie, can I get a birthday shout out? You sure can.
I got to give another birthday shout out, too. I just got a text, And it's one of those texts talking about like parties that's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell they got my number, but apparently happy birthday, James Harden.
Really?
James, oh, wow.
James.
Well, look
at
you.
I got a text. No, it's one of those club type of deals.
James Harden hit your phone like, hey, they said, pop out.
No, it didn't even say that. It said James Harden birthday celebration tonight at Camp Houston with special guest appearance from Rob 49.
Wait, were you supposed to be telling everybody? Is that a special thing?
Nah, man.
Everybody's supposed to pop out?
I think they want everybody to pop out.
My obvious question is maybe dumb. Is James Harden going to be there?
I have no idea. I didn't even know.
Why would you have a birthday party for James Harden with no James Harden?
Because then people come. James Harden. You ask the question, you're like, it's a dumb question. It's actually not at all. That's the question that you're supposed to ask when you see one of these. Because we're throwing a birthday party for James Harden.
Yeah.
James Harden don't know nothing about it. Here's the time to make some money, baby.
Man, I can't even imagine how many people get put on that flyer.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what this is.
They show up thinking they're going to see James Harden.
Yeah. So
just make sure you pay at the door, baby.
Jimmy Hardeen is the guy that's actually.
Jimmy Garden? That's crazy.
But yeah, happy birthday to everybody out there.
And apparently happy birthday to Ashlyn, who is 12 today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Ashlyn. Ashlyn, I feel like you should be in school.
Did
right
he text
now, but
in?
Hey, happy birthday.
Was that him texting
no,
in?
No, it's apparently
or her.
No, so this person said that their daughter, Ashlyn, is 12. Okay. But the question I have is this one, it's 1:28 on a Thursday. I don't know if Ashlyn can hear this.
You never know.
But you can always use the radio rewind, the Odyssey app, and go back and show it to her. So I guess that's there.
Yeah.
Yep. So another thing that's peaking earlier and earlier is one of John Lopez's favorite flavors. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, we back.
It is back. It is back even earlier.
Don't you love having a nice pumpkin spice latte in some 98 degree weather?
It's that time of
year.
Dude, it's August.
That's right.
James Harden hadn't even had a birthday yet. And you'll learn this. You probably already picked up on it. There are a few things I hate more than pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice belongs in coffee. That's about maybe a pie. Not pumpkin pie. Like some, I've seen like chocolate with pumpkin spice. Okay, I'll give you that. Something like that.
I don't think I've ever had a chocolate pie.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. Never had it, and it just seems weird to me.
I've seen pumpkin spice. What was it? It was a can. It's like Lifesavers or something.
Yeah, they got like pumpkin spice donuts.
What are we
pumpkin
doing?
Pumpkin spice cake.
Why?
Pumpkin bread is good, though.
But that's actually pumpkin bread. I'm talking about like the pumpkin spice thing. You know, that whole phenomenon is... Yeah, pumpkin bread's awesome. But even that, you know, there's certain times of the year where it's not so much.
So apparently a new Instacart report found pumpkin spice season is peaking earlier and earlier each season. So back in 2021, the sales of Pumpkin Spice products didn't peak till October, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of fair. That's about
October's fine. You can have
that's
October.
Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I guess now it's peaking even earlier, and Pumpkin Spice returns to Starbucks. I want to say next Tuesday. So the famous Pumpkin Spice Latte.
So if the Astros,
I'll take the Pumpkin Spice Latte in October.
I'm gonna bring you a pumpkin spice latte.
Next man, week. That stuff used to cause wars when I was working at Starbucks, man.
Why?
Because whenever we run out, because we used to get it, and that first maybe 2 or 3 days, they'll sell out a lot, and then people
will come in, think it's their birthright to get some pumpkin spice.
It was one time, man. I was at the speaker, and I think she might have. No, you know what? I think she asked for. We used to call it a medicine ball, so mm-hmm. it's some type of mint tea. With steamed lemonade, honey, and all that. I think a honey citrus mint tea or something like that. And we didn't have all the pieces to make it. And she was just like, dude. She was just sitting there screaming. And I'm like, hello?
speaker like, hello?
Yeah, she ended up pulling
it's,
around
it's
and
far
leaving.
Too much. Everybody's trying to like get that extra whatever fad, couple extra dollars. I'm looking at a list right now. These are all real items. Pumpkin spice yogurt pretzels.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
Pumpkin spice Jamba Juice.
Probably
pumpkin
not.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
I think that works.
Pumpkin spice Werther's original. Pumpkin
they
spice.
They don't sell those. Those just
these
materialize
are all
in your grandma's
pumpkin spice
purse.
Dog treats.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's getting crazy. I think
too much.
At some point, we're going to be talking about pumpkin spice in July. Yeah. It's going to get there. It's going to be year-round.
Yeah, pumpkin spice year-round.
Oh, year-round.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, it's the mixtape in Luke Sports Radio 610. Shout out to all my shrimp eaters who like shrimp.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We out here.
Yeah, so apparently you don't want to buy the shrimp that's being sold at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the whole brand, the Great Value brand.
Yep.
A shrimp, and apparently it's radioactive shrimp. They calling it radioactive shrimp. And here is ABC News with this story on that.
Now to a recall of frozen shrimp sold at Walmart. People are being told to throw it away after shrimp in a shipment was found to be contaminated with radioactive material.
Radioactive material in food doesn't sound good, so we want to say right off the top that so far the FDA says it appears none of the potentially dangerous shrimp actually made it to Walmart stores. However, it was found in a shipment of uncooked frozen shrimp, so the agency is taking the step to recall more of the shrimp brand and warn the public. Now, the radioactive substance that we're talking about is called cesium-137, which is mostly found in places that have had nuclear testing or nuclear accidents. It has a half-life of about 30 years, which means we got a long time to think about it. And the FDA says it has found in a single shipment from a company in Indonesia. The level of radioactivity would not pose in the shrimp itself a health threat. But if you were to eat it repeatedly, repeated exposure to even low doses of cesium-137 could raise cancer risk. Now, Walmart sells the brand of frozen shrimp in 13 states. These are the numbers to look for. Best buy date. Look out for the FDA. It says if you have a package of frozen shrimp with these numbers, throw it out immediately. If you think you may have eaten shrimp or been exposed, talk to your doctor immediately. The FDA says it is investigating the company and testing the products for any other potential problems. In the meantime, all products from that company are banned from entering this country.
We ate so many shrimp. We got radiation poisoning.
Yeah,
out to Chad Butler.
Yeah, I think he kind of rolling over in his grave right now listening to that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is what we're talking about, Lil Pimp C.
Oh, did you actually pull it?
I actually have it right here. Real working the wheel, a pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope fiends higher than the Goodyear blimp. We
eat so many shrimp, I got iodine poisoning. Which honestly, I've always heard that line is aspirational. I want to get sick by eating so many shrimp, but not like this. not like this.
Let me do a public service announcement for our listeners.
Please.
This is actually a topic that we discussed on the Bite Me podcast.
Really?
Not the Walmart ones in particular, but buying Gulf shrimp versus shrimp that you buy in grocery stores even that are not Gulf shrimp from Texas. And we didn't even touch on this part. But don't ever buy any shrimp unless it's Gulf shrimp.
What that mean?
And the reason is all these shrimp that are being imported, a lot of them have either diseases that if you get that you throw the shells in the water or whatever, those diseases will start, you know, deteriorating life in Texas Gulfs and stuff, or even water systems. Like, it's a big thing in the industry right now because a lot of the international shrimp. I'm really going off on shrimp.
But it's important.
A lot of the international shrimp is like cheaper, obviously, but really, really bad for even our water supply.
Okay.
Yeah. Gulf shrimp.
So can I ask the question that's been on my mind since I first saw this like a couple days ago?
Yeah.
So how the hell did they get contaminated with cesium? I think it's cesium.
Mm-hmm.
He said cesium and I was like, I don't think that sounds right, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Radioactive, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Where did they get the radioactive? Like, where
do you think they're dumping their stuff in Indonesia?
Yeah.
I
didn't even think about that part. Like, damn, this shrimp coming from Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, I do love in the story that they're like, yeah, you know, it's radioactive. It's got a half life of 30 years, so we got to worry about this for a long time. And I'm like, okay, worry about it because can we go the extra step here?
Yeah.
Like, are we worried about are they fishing right next to an industrial complex that's like dumping out radioactive material? I feel like that's the part of this that we need to get to.
Wait, why aren't we talking about where they're putting the radioactive material?
Yeah, I was like, I think that's the part that I would like to know. Like, where is this radioactive material coming from? And then also, as I'm seeing on the text line, is anybody going to try and see if we can turn into superheroes behind these shrimps?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shrimp man with the power of radioactive shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if a guy want to be called shrimp man. They probably get called that in some girls' group chats.
Oh, God.
It's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We've been talking about a lot of journalism and mm-hmm. reporting type stuff mm-hmm. Today. I want y'all to tell me if this question was fair. So Myles Garrett, we talked about it before. He got busted for going 100 miles an hour mm-hmm. in Ohio. This was the first question that was asked when he had when he stepped up to the podium, and it was about his speeding.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100
miles? I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field, other than the back to school, you know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
People want to know a lot of things.
How you feel about the way he said of
don't
that
like
question?
It. I don't like it.
You come across as a jackass.
Because you know exactly where
like
he
that.
Was going. You know what he was getting at. But he's trying to, like...
How do you feel when you're in that
what's
car?
What's it like to go 100 miles an hour?
When you look at that thermometer and hit 100. Like, you are a jackass for that, asking the question like that.
I mean, asking it like that. I also think, and don't tell him I said this, because I don't want to have to deal with his wrath. Hey, Myles Garrett, if you don't want to talk about this, how about don't do this for the 8th time in your career? Like, what is wrong with you, dog?
Yeah.
I think people got to realize, and Myles Garrett is from Texas too. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people speed a little bit down here.
Certainly,
mm-hmm.
You cannot speed in Ohio like that, man. It is totally different, man.
Yeah,
that state is full of speed traps,
mm-hmm.
and we always talk about the speed traps whenever you leave in the city and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like that all over
everywhere,
man. Every single place, man. So you can't just jump on 59 just speed.
Yeah. Are we not talking about 7 or 10 over or whatever where you go and do defensive driving? We're talking about serious speed, and in the words of the Miami Heatles, right? Not one, not two, not 8?
Yeah.
You ain't learned your lesson after a couple of them?
Yeah, I think they need to realize that's not the it's no place to do that, first of all. You cannot do that here, man. Not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio. And I'm getting back to your point. Just ask the question.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just ask the question.
Thoughts on your speeding or whatever it was.
Yes.
I'm like, you ain't got to sound like a jerk.
Now, exactly. If you want to be a jerk, I feel like you'd be a jerk in this way, which is, what do you say to someone who questions your decision-making process, seeing as you now have 8 of these? Because I think that is a fair thing to, like, wondering, hey, man, and yes, he's one of, if not the best players in all of the league mm-hmm. as an incredible defensive player. But I'm looking at you like, so you didn't make the decision to maybe not drive that fast
nothing
after 7
resonated.
Of these?
Yeah, nothing resonated. Nothing made it you go, oh, maybe I should not do that anymore.
When he brought up the kids doing the – I guess giving away stuff. Yeah. I would have been like, what do you think the kids would think about this?
What about the kids? What would
like,
they
I'm
think?
Already being a jerk. I might as well be a jerk some more.
What would you tell them about driving?
What about the kids that look up to you, Miles?
Think about the children, yes. Miles. The children. So there you go. That's a little bit of Figgy's mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. every weekday, you get the segment. And at the Figgy Fig, if you see something mixtape worthy or... if you got something to tell us about Become a Shrimp Man, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like if there's any level of radioactivity that develops because you ate some great value shrimp, just let us know. You know, we are interested in how that goes for you at the Figgy Fig. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation to all of you rocking with us, getting ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive. We'll talk to them here in a moment. But shout out to the Texans. Yet another valuable day of work out there in Detroit. And this kind of, I mean, look, I'm not going to say definitively because obviously there's still some people that have their work to cut out for them in preseason game number 3 versus the Lions on Saturday. You'll hear that at noon right here on Sports Radio 610 with Texans Countdown. Kicking off at 9 with Sean and Seth, but this kind of is the this finishes out like the training camp work for a majority of the Texans and the ones that you'll imagine that you'll see for the most part for your Texans this season before they get into just kind of the regular, you know, rhythm of things is ultimately what I want to say.
I don't think we'll see C.J. Stroud take a snap in any type of scrimmage situation until L.A.
Yeah,
I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. Of course, practice still going to be a part of part of the game plan, so to say, as they continue to gear up for the 2025 season. Also, congratulations are in order for Cal McNair, who today was honored as the quote-unquote most admired CEO by the Houston Business Journal, which, I mean, that goes a long way when you consider the arc of Cal McNair as owner of these Texans.
No, I think that's a story, right? He was a guy that people frankly wanted him to sell the team. Wasn't really out in the public very much, didn't go to practice very much. Now he's the most admired CEO in the city. They say life comes at you fast. It can come at you fast in a good way too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. It was really awesome being in the building, kind of getting a feel for some of the new developments that they've done in that building as of right now, as they still look to see if they can get upgrades to it or even a new building or what have you. He's definitely, you know, put his pedal to the metal on trying to continue to push the Texans forward. And so that's appreciated. And obviously the appreciation is being shown by the Houston Business Journal there. So salute again to Cal McNair. All right, before we crosstalk with the fellows, I did want to talk about this. You found this to be interesting. We've talked a lot about the Browns and Shedeur Sanders, but it's interesting to look at the Colorado Buffaloes with Deion Sanders post Travis Hunter, post Shedeur Sanders. Mind you, Travis Hunter actually did not practice in their joint practice today as a precaution, which I found to be very, very eyebrow raising. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that another time, I guess. But what is Colorado looking like for you this year? I think it's Caden Salters, I believe, is the quarterback this year. I'm so intrigued by what this program will continue to be, but it's still going to be what Deion wants to be, which is a program that raises young men. He very much views that highly, now, doesn't he?
He is absolutely, you know, father figure type. He's taken it very seriously. I was one of the ones that thought that, you know, once his kids got through there, including Travis Hunter, that he might move on.
Travis Hunter is his favorite of his kids.
That's right. But he's not. And so I heard this and I said, you know what? I'm going to give this to the boys. And I know they're going to say, oh, you're just an old fuddy-duddy, old school, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
I am here to defend it.
We start school when? Tomorrow. No slides. If I see you, I'm going to send people to campus tomorrow. If I see you with slides on campus, it's going to be a problem. If I see you with a hoodie on in class or some headphones on in class, it's going to be a problem. If I see you sitting in the back of the classroom, it's going to be a problem. Do we understand that? And if you're online and you have online classes and you don't have a shirt on, have some stupid on that causes a distraction or you walk around during that online session, it's going to be a problem.
Like, I love this.
All right.
Well, here's the reason why.
Make sure that you wear your tie and your blazer to class.
No, and he didn't say anything about that. they represent the university. They represent the program, and they represent Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders, his entire career, has fought certain, you know, sort of, I guess, descriptions,
stigmas, maybe.
Stigmas, reputations, et cetera. I don't care what anybody says. If I love what Deion Sanders is. How do you feel just in general about dress codes?
I actually think that they serve purposes in certain instances. Yeah. And I'll speak specifically to the one that he establishes here in this audio. I think that there's pragmatic reasons to like some of this. Like the idea of, hey, man, don't wear that hoodie in the classroom. Now, some of these classrooms are cold. I remember college and I appreciated that. But I do think when he's talking about hoodies and headphones, it's easy to kind of put that hood up and zone out and put some music on. And I think that is like, hey, we want you to be sitting forward in class. We want you to
take
the academic portion of this.
Yeah.
We want you to take that seriously. You're not just here to play football. Shout out to Cardale Jones. We want you to actually take advantage of the academics that you have available. How do slides factor into that is the part that I go. I'm like, hey, yeah, the comfortable shoe that I can get out. I think that might be taken a little far, but I appreciate, you know, the pragmatic portions of it. And then also like, let's be presentable at the very least.
My dad used to, that was my dad's go-to, just be presentable.
Yeah, like you on know? The yeah. online class, if yeah. you're just out here wearing an A shirt, as he said, or a tank top.
Is when he said, you can't be shirtless, you can't be wearing a tank top, and then he said, or something stupid. He's, what? Can you be more specific?
No,
nah,
he's
that,
like,
coach?
At my discretion. I hold the discretion of later on coming back and being like, you look stupid. No, take that
was
off.
Stupid. You're going to run. No, I love this. And look, I get, you know, kids can be able to wear, you know, most of the time on college campuses, whatever they want. There's going to be kids on online.
That's the thing, man. There's gonna college be, dog.
Yeah. But not if you are representing Deion Sanders and Colorado football. I get it, and I like it.
One of the things that sucks, though, is, hey, man, this hoodie is team issue. Yeah, like, I'm wearing what y'all have.
I don't know
These
if he
slides
necessarily,
are team issue.
I don't know if he necessarily didn't like the hoodie aspect. I think he liked what he didn't want was the hood up and earplugs.
Exactly. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
You know, so maybe they can do that.
Wear the quarter zip to class, gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. Figgy, dress code for football players.
I'm actually fine with it,
I'm
man.
I'm good with
because,
it.
Because the thing is, like, I do think it's kind of, I don't want to say unfair, but it's kind of crazy if they got to kind of dress a little more than, and then, like Reggie said, it's college. So everybody in there in slides and socks and not really dressing the best anyway, but you are working with a program. You work. You're playing football. You just got to be, like you said, presentable, man.
Well, and the other thing that I think is important here, he's not him mentoring these kids, whatever you want to call them, young men, is not just dress code. Like, he's mentoring everything about them. He's very diligent and strict, you know, about a lot of things with his program. So this is just another part of that.
No, yeah. Strong agree.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's going to pay off, like, especially people that are going into the draft talks and all that stuff. And that is kind of getting them ready. It's that because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you're going to go into a interview with, you know, hoodie up and headphones on and all that type of stuff. They might look at you a certain way if you do.
We might be stretching a little too far saying that just because you go to class with a hoodie on me, you're gonna wear that to an interview.
I'm saying a hoodie up.
Sure, no,
like,
even then.
If you're wearing a hoodie up, man, that always gives out a bit of a bad vibe.
Yes.
Especially if you're going into an interview.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody who's reasonable who might still wear their hoodie up in a class would then say that's going to cause me to go to an interview. But I do still agree
But people have their mindsets, though, man. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody coming in looking a certain way, you're going to feel a certain type of way.
There are.
You can't control that part.
Yeah,
and I think then we're getting into a whole other conversation in the classroom. But I think more than anything, I do appreciate that he has his standards, and obviously the guys that play there for him are willing to go with it. And it feels like, for the most part, the guys that go through his program love him. Now, to be fair, there are some guys that have left his program that I imagine would not say the same thing. The one thing I'll say is he has that part of it. He does, like, he's a culture builder as a program builder. The thing that I will ask when it comes to actually on the field portion of it is, are they going to do the right schematic things? This is Mark Schlereth. I was listening to with Payne and Pendergast earlier today. Worth going back and listening to. At 8 this morning, and this is Mark talking about, you know, he works in Denver, and so, you know, he's not far from Boulder or whatever.
Right.
He's talking about an instance where he was, you know, working in spring with Colorado, and I thought this really hit me when he said this about something that he felt was not quite up to snuff with Colorado at that point.
They were doing some things at CU that were just incredibly unsound, and I talked to Deion about it. I was like, why would you do this? Like, hey, man, we've got a jam front or, all three guys covered front. We're working to the weak side linebacker. But if the weak side linebacker doesn't come, you know, offensive guard or offensive tackle, then I want you to kick back and pick up the mic. And I'm it's impossible. You can't do it. It's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You got to throw hot off the mic. No. We're telling our quarterback everything's protected. And so then you say, well, why did he take so many sacks in college? Well, I can tell you why he took so many sacks. One, they weren't very good, but schematically, they were horrible.
So that's Mark Schlereth, obviously played offensive line in the league. He was detailing, you know, some of the reasons or some of the ways in which, you know, the schematics set, you know, on offensive line up for success. And I found it interesting. He points to Colorado and talking about Shador Sanders. Well, actually, I think at that point he was talking about Shador and, you know, some of the criticisms of him in college and how they didn't set him up for success. And that's what makes me think you had quite a talent in Shador that clearly had to run for his life a good amount. And that is an offensive lineman saying that the schematics didn't make sense. I hope that they get that in tow, because the idea of building that program, if you can't block in, if you can't block up front properly, you're not going to go very far, especially as your maybe quarterback talent is a little bit different this year as
I wasn't talking about Deion as a head coach. I was talking
Deion
as a mentor.
Fair enough.
As an example necessarily. No, they're definitely going to be, you know, could be some issues there for sure.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.